I'd like now to welcome to the program Linda Lopez McAllister. She is producer of the play Paloma, and Lena Armstrong, who is the lead actress in this play by Anne Garcia Romero, which is being performed at Teatro Paraguas here in Santa Fe on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
So this is the world premiere of this play by Anne Garcia Romero, and it is about the relationship between two young people, college students, a Catholic and a Muslim, and is quite an emotional and quite an interesting play. First of all, and it just had its world premiere at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. How did you come across this play? Are you the one who found it, Linda?
I did. I have been aware of Anne Garcia Romero's work for about 5 or 6 years. And last summer, I just went to her website to check out what she was doing and found that she had a new play called Paloma. So I got in touch with her and asked her to send me the script, and she did. And it seemed so perfect for my company, Camino Real Productions. We're a theater company in residence at the National Hispanic Cultural Center, and we're always looking for sort of small, character-driven plays that have to do with Spanish, some aspect of Spanish culture. And this one is that in spades.
Yes, indeed. It's a very interesting play. Tell us about the two characters, and particularly your character, Paloma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Paloma is, she's a New Rican born and raised in New York City. Her parents moved there from Puerto Rico, so that is her background. She's an NYU grad student who meets and falls in love with a Muslim boy as they're studying this treatise on love called Collar de la Paloma, Ring of the Dove. And so it's just really beautiful. It's a beautiful love story between this kind of feisty Puerto Rican girl who's very much in your face and very New York, not afraid to speak her mind. And Eve, the character of Eve, the Muslim boy, is just a little more, he's a little more reserved. So it's just their whole relationship and how it continues to grow.
And in a reversal of some kinds of stereotypes, she's the one who wants to sleep with him as soon as possible, and he's the one who's kind of preserving his chastity for religious reasons.
Right, right. She's definitely more of the aggressor.
Mm-hmm. And he's very deeply religious and prays every day and really believes that you shouldn't have sex until you're married and what have you. And yet he's madly in love with her, so conflict.
Right, mm-hmm. Right, exactly. And these, in a way, it seems sort of old-fashioned that people who've gone through New York University and lived in a city and all this stuff would be confronting these things, but did you feel like your character, Paloma, was totally realistic? What about Ibrahim?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's definitely very realistic, especially in New York City. I mean, there's so much. It's such a melting pot. I lived in New York City for 9 years. And so that's why, I mean, this play is just, and I actually, the play takes place just post 9/11.
3 years after.
Mm-hmm. Well, it goes back and forth in time. But I myself moved to New York City just post 9/11. I had this draw to move to New York to be there when a lot of people were fleeing New York. And getting back to your question, though, yeah, it's just a melting pot of all kinds of religions and cultures and everything. So it's definitely realistic. Absolutely.
There are a lot of themes, and when we talk about theater, it's important not to give away the whole play and what happens, but basically, well, I don't know, how much of the plot do we want to say at all?
No spoilers, at any rate.
Yeah.
I think we should say that what they're studying, medieval Muslim Spain,
right,
and the book that they are constantly referring to, The Ring of the Dove, is a treatise on love from that period. And so they decide to go off to Spain
unexpected and tragic consequences.
Toledo and Granada. to celebrate this culture that they're so taken up with. And there are something happens over there that
is unexpected. But yeah. They're really there to find this kind of like this time in history where their cultures were, it was a peaceful coexistence, where everything could be accepted, because they have the ability to accept each other, but it's really the outside world, mainly their families, that they feel this pressure from.
And one wonders, I mean, I think one of the things that's interesting about the play is it does leave you with the question, and maybe, at least for me, it was kind of an unanswered question of whether they really would have made it in the long run. Mm. You know, whether he really could have accepted her exactly the way she is and vice versa, and whether they would have mm-hmm. enjoyed each other's company, or whether mm-hmm. it was that kind of Romeo and Juliet. One wonders the same thing about Romeo and Juliet. Had they not died at the age of 15 and lived long and happy lives, would they have had a happy marriage or not? And yeah. one wonders that in this case.
It really mm-hmm. is an open question. And mm-hmm. the playwright, when we've talked to her about these things, says that, you know, she's not trying to give any answers, but to raise questions to get people to think about these things. What would it take in this day and age for Muslims, Christians, and Jews to move closer to peaceful coexistence? What's required? What did they have back there in the Middle Ages
right.
That we don't have now? And how do you... So we're trying to think about those things. In Albuquerque, the Albuquerque Center for Peace and Justice, Dialogue for Peace People did a dialogue inviting people who'd seen the play to come and talk about these issues, and it was really interesting.
I wonder if they... I mean, peaceful coexistence is one thing, intermarriage is another.
Yeah, right. Mm.
Yeah. Always the
who
question.
Who knows? I mean, so many marriages nowadays, whether they're from the same culture, background, religion, I mean, it's just difficult anyway.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking about the play Paloma by Ann Garcia Romero. Now, tell us more about the playwright.
She is a professor of playwriting at Notre Dame. She's got a long record of plays and also screenwriting and television writing. And I think that shows in the play. It very much has elements of film with the flashbacks
and so on and so forth,
you know. And her father is Spanish from Madrid. Her mother's American, who was in Madrid getting a PhD in Spanish and met her father. And so she has spent her life back and forth between the United States and Spain, and so really is in a very good position to know about these cultures and histories and so on and so forth. And actually this summer, she's been busy going back and forth between Albuquerque and Connecticut, because she had another new play opening in the Eugene O'Neill Festival in Connecticut this summer. So she worked with us at the beginning of the rehearsal, and she was in Connecticut. We did it by Skype. Then she came out here for the last week of rehearsals before we opened, and it was wonderful to work on a new play with the playwright there. So if you had questions or issues, you could discuss them and make changes, or she could explain things, you know.
What kind of questions and issues came up that you would ask the playwright? What a privilege to be able to do that.
Oh, it's amazing to be able to do that. I mean, as an actress, to be able to have the playwright there to help break down a character and really understand where she was coming from when she wrote a scene, and to understand the background, maybe a little deeper about what the character was thinking, or even to have, you know, the playwright, just to have that dialogue with the playwright, because then the playwright goes, oh, wow, well, I didn't see it that way, because maybe the actor will be seeing something different. So there was definitely, there were definitely discussions like that. And I think just, you know, going back and forth between time period, there were questions about, okay, what exactly, how long has it been? You know, it's really great to be able to have the playwright go, okay, this is this specific day. Right, rather than just a year and a month, but she was actually able to break it down to the particular day. And just, I mean, it's amazing because rather than taking a play that's already been done, produced, published, and is pretty much set,
yeah,
this is still living, breathing, still organically being created.
Right.
So it was really like a collaborative effort. Even though it's written and that's the playwright's story, but, you know, we still got to help bring it to life.
Now, how did the playwright feel about your production? Was her vision of the play in line with what she saw you guys doing?
I think so. She seemed to be very, very happy with what we've done. One of the real challenges of doing the play, you'd think it's simple. It's got three actors and we can do it in a little space, but there are 24 scenes and they bounce back and forth between time, different times and different places in the United States and in Spain and so on and so forth. How do you make those scene changes?
How
quickly?
Do you? Yes.
Ah, you'll have to come and see the play and see how we do. We had a wonderful set and lighting designer by the name of Richard Hogel, who he and the director figured out a way to do it very, very simply. We only have three set pieces plus some chairs, and those things serve as tables and benches, beds, the place where the witness sits in the courtroom,
right,
the tower in the Alhambra. I mean, it just, these simple pieces become all of these different places, and it works.
And
it
so
works.
You don't need costume changes and things like that.
We do have some costume changes, but they are very, very simple. Everybody have basic costumes, and then it's like the accessories that make the change. And the other thing is that both the actors who play Paloma and Ibrahim also play, she plays Paloma's mother, and he plays Ibrahim's father. So,
right.
So we've got, you know, incredible actors who can, you know, on a dime change from one character to another, and believably so.
Right. Yeah. So we're talking about the play Paloma, which is being performed this weekend and this weekend only at the Teatro Paraguas, which is on 3205 Calle Marie here in Santa Fe. Tell us more about Camino Real Productions.
Mm-hmm. I founded Camino Real Productions in 2006 because I started doing plays in Albuquerque and was invited to take them, one of them, down to San Miguel de Allende in Mexico.
Nice.
To perform it at a theater down there. And I took it down. It was a community theater production from the Adobe Theater in Albuquerque. And it was just wonderful taking the play down there, playing for the expats who live there, and there are lots of them.
It was in English.
It was in English, yeah. And then the tourists who come to San Miguel.
Right.
So I said, I want to do this again. But I couldn't do it working with community theaters. So the National Hispanic Cultural Center and Camino Real got together and worked out a deal where we co-produced, and then I would take the shows from Albuquerque down to San Miguel. And we did that for 3 years, up until last year. Then last year we didn't do it because tourism has fallen off so badly in Mexico. People
yeah.
are afraid to go there, and
right.
half of my audience wasn't there suddenly. So last year we just performed in Albuquerque. This year we're doing Paloma. It's too complex to take to San Miguel, but Camino Real Productions is sort of based on the premise that we take our shows up and down the old Camino Real. I said,
right.
well, if I can't take it to San Miguel, I can surely take it to Santa Fe. So we got in touch with Paraguas, and they were, luckily, their stage and the stage at the Wells Fargo Auditorium in Albuquerque are almost identical in size, so it's
easy transition.
I'm saying this knowing that I'm going right from here to a technical rehearsal, and we'll see how easy the transition is, but I think it is just going to be fine.
Yeah. Tell us more, Lena, about your background as an actor.
Mm. Well, I started out as a dancer here. Actually, I grew up in Albuquerque. I started out with the New Mexico Ballet Company, so I've been on stage since I was very young. 3 years old, I was Clara at the age of 11, on point shoes at 9. And then I just, when I was about 15, I had this drive to speak on stage as well. And so I started venturing out into that sort of territory. I went to St. Pius. So there wasn't very much drama there. But I was still definitely dancing, and then I started modeling and working in commercials locally. I'm actually overseas as well. My first commercial was for Levi Strauss. And then I graduated high school and took off to Los Angeles to study at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, as I really just wanted to have some solid training under me. And I just started acting there ever since. Theater, television, film. I got back into dance, did musical theater. I've traveled around the world doing various different shows. And then that took me to New York because I really wanted to have the experience of... So many plays are written about New York.
Yes. And I wanted, so you better know what it's like there.
I really wanted to... I was already doing plays that... I took place in New York, but I really didn't have that experience other than having visited. So I decided it was time to go to New York and do some theater there and really get that solid experience of what it was like to live day to day there. Met my husband, had a baby, and came back. Came back to my home state.
And did theater there in New York.
Yes, yes, I did. I did theater in New York as well. And am extremely, extremely pleased and grateful to be able to come home and do theater in my home state.
Linda Lopez McAllister, tell us a little bit about the other actors in this play.
We have Abraham Jalad, who plays Ibrahim, and he comes from El Paso. I couldn't imagine a better actor, more suited for the role that he's playing. He comes from an ethnic background. As he says, the role of Ibrahim really is his father's life story.
Really?
His father was from Palestine and Jordan, who came to the United States to go to college in University of Texas, El Paso, and then stayed.
And did he marry a non-Muslim?
Yes, he married a Mexican woman.
A Catholic woman, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Wow.
And he has stories to tell about that. His relatives came up to see the show, and his mother was just, yes, yes, especially the scene where...
don't give anything away.
All right, I won't. But he certainly understands the role and that situation. The other character in the play is Jared Rabinowitz, as a young Jewish lawyer, played by Ron Weisberg, who, when he came to the audition, said, this part is me. And it is. He's wonderful in it. And he comes from a Jewish background. His grandfather is mentioned in the play, who was a rabbi in Poland who was killed in the Holocaust. And Ron has relatives who live in Israel, and he's spent much of his youth going back and forth between the United States and Israel. And so he's totally into the role and the situation.
So the play Paloma, once again, is this weekend. So Friday and Saturday, August 10th and 11th at 8 o'clock at Teatro Paraguas, and then Sunday at 2 in the afternoon. For more information, 424-1601 is the phone number in the 505 area code, 424-1601. And you can also look for their website, Teatro Paraguas. And Lena Armstrong, actress, and Linda Lopez McAllister, producer of the play Paloma by Anne Garcia Romero, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
It's a great pleasure.
Thank you.